Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fourth issue of this...
It's not the fourth issue. This
Hold
is
on.
The
fourth issue of this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
you were
story
gonna
arc. Shut up. This issue is the Raphael one-shot micro-series. See, I have a plan.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we get Raphael and Michelangelo sparring again.
Yep.
Mikey is taking it to Raph pretty good in this one, and is pissing Raphael off. And so, after Mikey wipes the floor with him, basically, Raph comes back at him with a fucking pipe wrench, and he is like dead on ready to fucking just drill him in the head. But luckily Leo, catches his arm and he's like, "Hey, what the fuck are you doing, dude?" You know? And he's like,
let his rage get the better of him.
Yeah, he runs away, basically. And he's like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. He's like, that's my best friend. Why would I get so mad? Why would I get so angry? I don't even understand it. I didn't even have any idea that I was doing this. You know, he's like, it's horrible. And he's like, I'm going crazy. And basically he's running through New York at night, like beating himself up about what he almost did. And, really, really,
sorrowful. He's really, really, really sad that he was about ready to hurt his brother.
Yeah, his best friend.
His best friend, his brother.
Yeah. And then we get this jock-looking dude sitting in his dirty-ass apartment.
I mean, it's the 80s.
I don't think that justifies...
It doesn't.
Ugh. Anyways, but he's watching the news about, gangs and muggers and all this shit, and he's like, somebody's got to do something about it, so I'm gonna put on a pair of jeans.
Is this news? I thought this was a movie.
Oh, is it a movie?
I thought it was just a movie.
Might have been,
because I'm pretty sure the news would not.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Jeez, those guys have the right idea. Yeah, okay, so yeah, he was watching a movie and he's like, these guys have the right idea. So instead of putting on a shirt, he puts on a hockey mask and some sweatpants by the looks of it, and decides that he's going to take his bag of
sports equipment
and head out and beat up thugs.
It's Casey Jones, guys.
Casey Jones. But we don't learn that yet, do we?
Yeah, he says it. So, yeah, the city, there we go. I say the home of
Casey Jones, bitch. Oh. But anyways, so Mikey comes across these...
Nope.
I'm sorry, Raph comes across...
The one guy that you could actually say... Okay.
Yep. Raph comes across these two, well, I would call them muggers, but I'm pretty sure they're on their way to be rapists with a P. And
I thought they were just on the way to a Village People concert and they needed money.
Anyway, before Raph can drop in there, Casey Jones jumps in. He's like, "Hey, motherfuckers!" And he starts beating the shit. Well, he chases him down. While he's chasing him down... Oh, no. Raphael ends up breaking it up first, which terrifies the lady while he's trying to give her her purse. And then these guys run away. The guys that are running away, Casey Jones just... Well, he's basically going to beat them to death.
Yep.
He actually might have right there, because that's...
He gets darn close. I don't think they actually...
It doesn't actually show us.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't show.
But
so
we know
really
that he
has no idea.
We know that he is hurting them bad.
Yeah.
And Raph's like, dude, what the fuck? They were just...
When Raphael is the voice of reason...
You know you've gone over the deep end.
Yeah.
And so Casey Jones and Raph start fighting. Raphael's pretty much beating him pretty good, but then Casey Jones gets a cheap shot with a golf club.
Just a little bit.
I'm sorry, but dude, if you took a fucking driver to the face like Raph did... You probably lost teeth and consciousness and a broken jaw.
Not necessarily true. Ask Tommy.
That explains so much.
It was an accident.
Was it, though?
I say this. He says otherwise.
Did you do it?
I say it was an accident.
So okay, so
he was in the way of my backswing.
Was it intentional?
No, it was not intentional.
Okay.
Tommy seems to think.
How old was he?
We were young. It was definitely under a teenager. So I want to say I was like maybe 10 or 11, so he would have been like 8 or 9.
That explains a lot about Tommy.
Well, also, you know, he also, when he did baseball, he got socked in the head with a baseball because he couldn't see it coming, which that's how we found out he needed glasses.
Tommy, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry about your mental or brain damage there, buddy. Anyway. So Casey Jones runs away. Well, it doesn't really run away. He just kind of triumphantly leaves.
Yeah, after Raphael's yeah, because he's leg. Knocked out. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's knocked for a loop. Yeah.
And you know, Casey Jones finds some dudes breaking into a car. What the fuck? What kind of bats are those that he's throwing at them? Because at first I thought it was regular baseball bats, but then they're like too small. Sometimes I don't know.
They very
well
football bats.
No, yeah, they could just be baseball bats or you know something like
also,
that.
Also, the fact that he throws them and they hit the one guy that's running away, both in his knees and in his
back,
shoulders.
Yeah,
like that's impressive. So I'm assuming they probably have some they might be weighted bats.
Could be or evened out bats. You know, that are heavily weighted at the ends. But regardless, Raphael magically comes across him again.
Yeah, of all the people. It's more ironic than anything. Yes, he was searching for him, but he had a good maybe 15-minute head start.
Yeah, and Raphael's like, I don't even know how I'm going to
find him. I'm just going to go in this direction.
My enhanced turtle senses tell me he's this way. I can smell the testosterone.
Yeah.
But they start fighting again.
I think they end up, you know, jumping the street and going into the park.
Yeah, because Raphael runs across a car. It's actually this part, other than Casey Jones being a complete psychopath, is fairly similar to the movie scene, except Raphael's not in a trench coat, you know.
Again, it's been forever. Yes, I vaguely remember that, but because
he used the typical how do you hide your
identity, at least we changed that from the trench coat and hat to just a ball cap and sunglasses for the MCU, so we're fine.
I want to see somebody in the MCU in a trench coat and a hat so bad.
I mean, if we're going to see it, it's going to be with the Thing in Fantastic Four, because he did that all the time.
I guess that's true.
So if we will see it, it will be with that.
But anyways,
I would love to see, don't get me wrong, if they just did the Thing in a ball cap and glasses and sunglasses and nobody
recognizes him, that would be fucking hilarious. Did you guys see a guy walk by with a ball cap and glasses? Yeah, it's just a normal guy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But they're fighting, and then when they get into the, I'm assuming it's Central Park.
I
think that's the only actual trees that they have in New York. No, but Casey Jones is basically laying in wait for Raphael and is kicking the shit out of him. And Raph's like, "Man, I'm a fucking ninja. I should be doing better than this." And so he, you know, does. He hits Casey Jones in the face with a rock.
Yep.
Then takes one of his bats away, and they start fighting again. Then they decide to sit on a bench for a little bit. No.
Well, this is after Raph actually gets the one up on him and kind of beats him up.
Yeah.
Actually, and wins. Casey's like, I can't believe it. I got beaten by a little green freak. Man, I've had enough.
And then they kind of talk it out.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, oh, wait, we hear some muggers. Let's get them together. He's like, but try not to kill them this time. And Casey Jones is like, no promises. And then they fight together.
Yeah. Like that, I mean, cool. Awesome. Yeah. This is definitely not the Casey Jones that we are used to. I have not seen the second newer Turtles in a while, but Stephen Amell is Casey Jones in that.
Oh, so he does kill people then. For those of you who don't know, Stephen Amell is the Green Arrow.
And he...
Ew, Casey Jones, really?
Yeah. He did a good job. I don't remember it being... It wasn't... Like this Casey Jones.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I saw the second one in theaters.
I haven't seen either one of them yet.
I feel like they're on a streaming service somewhere.
Probably.
I gotta check.
I'll have, yeah.
We will watch them in time.
But I'll see that. I'll just wait. It's more exciting when they're new and I've never seen them before.
Okay. There we go. Perfect. That's how we end this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.